The Arch of Constantine is no doubt one of the most important commemorative monuments of antiquity. Almost 25 metres high, the Arch of Constantine is still the best preserved arch of triumph in Rome. The Senate ordered it to be erected in 315 AD to commemorate the triumph of Emperor Constantine over Maxentius, his imperial rival, at the Battle of the Milvian Bridge on October the 28th in the year 312 AD. The monument has three archways, one larger central archway and two smaller lateral ones, framed by two facades. Against the walls there are four Corinthian columns on high plinths, surmounted by an ornate trabeation, topped by an attic. On both sides of the arch, the following inscription can be read. To the Emperor Caesar Flavius Constantinus, the greatest, pious, and blessed Augustus, since he, by divine inspiration and the greatness of his mind, with his army and just force of arms, has delivered the state from the tyrant and his followers. The Senate and the people of Rome have dedicated this arch, decorated with triumphs. The reliefs that decorate the arch were all taken from ancient monuments from the past, thus they do not refer directly to Constantine. There are four relief panels in marble depicting scenes of battle above the minor archways and the small sides of the arch. The scenes probably refer to Emperor Trajan's Dacian Wars. Dacia is part of modern-day Romania. Above each lateral archway are pairs of round reliefs, eight reliefs in total, dating back to the time of Emperor Hadrian. They display scenes of hunting and sacrifices of pagan divinities. On the attic, flanking the inscription on both sides, there are pairs of relief panels above the minor archways, eight in total. The reliefs probably represent episodes from Marcus Aurelius's war against the Quadi and the Marcomanni. The main piece from the time of Constantine is the historical relief frieze running around the monument on each lateral archway. These reliefs depict events from the Battle of the Milvian Bridge up to Constantine's triumphant return to Rome. The western side depicts the departure from Milan. The southern side continues with the Siege of Verona and the Battle of the Milvian Bridge. The eastern side depicts Constantine's arrival in Rome, while the northern side depicts Constantine speaking to the citizens in the Forum in Rome.
Buon viaggio da audiocittà.it.